open faces. We are clear of cynicism, fear, judgment, or pretense. We know our task. We love it, and we accept it with joy and passion. My, we are the lucky ones.
That was Emma Rice reading her essay for the series On Directing. Well, tomorrow night you can hear the Tony Award-winning director Bartlett Sher exploring his ongoing search for a play and its inward soul sound. You can hear what that amounts to in our essay tomorrow night at 10:45 here on BBC Radio 3. Earlier in the evening, we'll be live at Tewkesbury in the Abbey there for a concert that forms part of the Cheltenham Festival. The Tallis Scholars perform music of Thomas Tallis, together with William Byrd, Allegri and Palestrina, and composers of more recent times. A new piece by Eric Whittaker and music by Arvo Pärt. Radio 3 live in concert beginning tomorrow night at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3. Well, it's now 11 o'clock, time for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction, presented in the studio here by Nick Luscombe.
Yeah, many thanks. Good evening. And coming up on Late Junction tonight, Snakefinger covers Kraftwerk. We got a new track from Craig Taborn Trio on ECM, plus music from Radio 3's new generation artist Mark Simpson. And we start with one of the biggest sounds in the history of recorded music from the Cathedral of Notre Dame.
are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad.
Originally released by Tears for Fears in 1982 and later covered by Gary Jules for the soundtrack to the movie Donnie Darko in 2001. That's Mad World. And before that, Pierre Cochereau, the principal organist at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, who performed worldwide before his death in 1984. And that incredibly powerful recording of Te Deum from the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. And all this week I'll be playing a number of hip-hop tracks from around the world, starting in Dakar, Senegal. DJ Awadi and Doug E.T., who started working together as Positive Black Soul back in 1989, and they perform in English, French and Wolof and use traditional Senegalese instruments as part of their songs. This is Bull Mamine.
Hey, biggie, biggie party. I'm gonna say biggie, biggie buckle. Look at you and mom gonna wear quack. Look at where on mom gonna new. Some of them may know you man got ma. That I'm gonna yo some wanga. Yo, some of them say we crazy. Some of them say we acting shady. But when I believe in them, them. Come on, they're hung gonna throw them, them. Get me, nay, nay, double sexy. Lola, talk my under galley. My gonna next to my man, Ida. And that be there full of Ida. Some of my team and my lady. Buna fat this and why they get it. Will my mean? Will my mean? Will my mean? That's fat them up. Will my mean? Will my mean? Will my mean? That's fat them up.
That's Gone Out to Junior. Great track. Philip Charles Lithman, who performed under the stage name Snakefinger, a multi-instrumentalist best known for his guitar and violin work and his collaborations with The Residents. And that track is from his debut album from 1979 called Chewing Hides the Sound, which features original material co-written with The Residents, as well as esoteric covers like that, Kraftwerk's The Model. And before that, Positive Black Soul, Bull Mameen, featuring an Orchestra Baobab sample. If you like that and you're keen to hear more world hip-hop, then send us a tweet. We'd be very keen to know what you'd like for maybe tomorrow night's show or Thursday night's show. Yeah, we're live, so feel free to tweet at BBC Radio 3 here on Late Junction. To present-day South Africa now with singer and songwriter Zaki Ibrahim. Her debut album is called Every Opposite, and it features a really diverse cast of producers. Kenyan producer Wawesh from Just a Band, South London production team LV, and Canada's Ghanaian Rich Kid. This is The Do. Matt Cargill and Madrek, known as Dirty Art Club from North Carolina and Into the Night from their second album, Vermilion. And before that, Zaki Ibrahim with The Do. And don't forget, you can email us, late.junction@bbc.co.uk, Twitter at BBC Radio 3, and we're live till 12:30. And next on Late Junction, as promised, music from clarinetist and composer Mark Simpson, one of BBC Radio 3's new generation artists, which is part of the BBC's commitment to developing and nurturing young talent. And in 2006, at the age of 17, Mark became the first ever winner of both the BBC Young Musician of the Year and BBC Prom's Guardian Young Composer of the Year competitions. And this is from a studio session he recorded especially for Radio 3 earlier this year with the young Icelandic pianist Víkingur Ólafsson, Echoes and Embers. Thank you. BBC Radio 3's new generation artist Mark Simpson with Vikinga Olofsson on piano. That was Echoes and Embers. And if you want to find out more about the other artists on the scheme, go to the Radio 3 website where there are interviews with some of the current members as well as videos. Salsa Celtica were formed in 1995 by musicians from across the Scottish jazz and folk scenes, and they were nominated for the 2007 BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards in the Best Traditional Song category for their rendition of this traditional English song, The Grey Cockerel, sung as The Grey Galito by guest vocalist Eliza Carthy.
I must be going, no longer staying. The burning Thames I have to cross. Oh, I will be guided without a stumble into the arms I love the best. Oh, when he came, it knelt down gently on a stone, and it's through the pain he has whispered slowly, my darling dear, do you lie alone? She raised her head from her down soft pillow, and snowy were her milk white breasts, saying, who's there, who's there at my bedroom window, disturbing me from my long night's rest. So this young girl rose and put on her clothing, so swift she left. Dearest Willie, when the fishes fly low and the sea runs dry low, and the rocks they melt in the heat of the song.
Basala
couple of tracks exploring the vibrancy and colour of Latin American music, the latter embracing Brazilian samba, some Argentinian tango and Spanish bolero that you've just heard, Carl Jenkins' Dimas Colores. Each movement is named after a colour in Spanish, and that was Canción Rosa. And before that, Salsa Celtica with Eliza Carthy on vocals with Greg Alito. And we stay with the Latin music theme now with a computerised Japanese take on the sound from Tetsuya Tatsumi's 2001 album called Aspects from Both Sides. This is Orange Street. Well, earlier this year, Mali's celebrated Ngoni player Basko Kayate released Jamako, and the album's been described as a call for unity, peace and tolerance in a time of crisis to celebrate the true spirit of Mali. The title track there with Ngoni Ba, and Basko Kayate performing at the World Roots Proms on the 22nd of August with Trio de Kali, taking the place of Tanari Wem, who are unable to perform, sadly. But BBC Proms website for tickets and information. And next up, music from Michael Franks, who's classified as a smooth jazz singer, but that's a little unfair, I think. It's not punk rock, for sure, but he's a brilliant, very playful singer with a skilled arrangement technique. Think Henry Mancini and Steely Dan rather than Kenny G. Taken from his sixth studio album called One Bad Habit, released back in 1980. This is Lotus Flower. Thank you.
so empty like sky without any sun. Lotus blossom, don't cry, you and I were meant to be one. And though we're apart, it won't be for long. I come to you in my song.
Yeah.
bassist, songwriter, vocalist Stephen Brunner, otherwise known as Thundercat. He used to play alongside his brother Ronald Brunner Jr., a Grammy-winning drummer, as a member of West Coast punk band Suicidal Tendencies. Sound a bit different there, playing bass on their worldwide tours while still in high school. And he's since worked with Flying Lotus, Erykah Badu and Wiz Khalifa. He's just released his second album, Apocalypse, and from it that was Evangeline. Playing live at XOYO in London tomorrow night, that's Wednesday, the 10th of July, and North Sea Jazz Festival on the 12th of July. Thanks for your tweets tonight at BBC Radio 3. We're here till 12:30, so feel free to keep on tweeting. Next up, American pianist, keyboardist and composer Craig Marvin Taborn and his trio now with a track from the ECM release Chance. This is Enchant.
Thank you.
Craig DeBorn on piano and drummer Gerald Cleaver and bassist Thomas Morgan from the album Chance. Thanks again for your tweets tonight. Hope you'll send them tomorrow as well. Keep them coming in at BBC Radio 3. Just a couple. One from Adam Loving here in Basaku and Thundercat together on Late Junction. Also another one from Mark. If you want expertly curated musical diversity, Radio 3's Late Junction is still... I won't read out the last word, but he likes it, which is good. So we'll endeavour to kind of keep on doing that, of course. I'll be back again tomorrow night. Many thanks for tuning in to me, Nick Luscombe, here on Late Junction. Going to leave you music from Steve Jansen, former member of Japan with brother David Sylvian back in the 80s, and since then making some equally brilliant and beautiful music. This is a recent track available as a download from Steve Jansen's website. It's called Exit North.
Thank you. Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. And to open tonight, a concert from the 2012 Verbier Summer Festival with the Verbier Festival Orchestra, conducted by the Russian Yuri Temirkanov. And the music's Russian too, Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto, the concert ending with a suite from Tchaikovsky's ballet Swan Lake. And opening with Lyadov, who was a student, was so lazy he was expelled from the St. Petersburg Conservatoire. And later on, when Lyadov didn't produce a score for Diaghilev, Diaghilev turned instead to the young Stravinsky for what became the Firebird. This is Lyadov's Kikimora, about an evil child who lives in the mountains with a sorcerer. Lyadov's Kikimora, the Verbier Festival Orchestra, conducted by Yuri Termiakhanov, at the 2012 Verbier Festival in Switzerland, one of the more popular of the summer festivals, Verbier being a mountain resort. And at the risk of sounding like a travel agent, if you feel the need to get away from the music, there are special organised walks in the Verbier surroundings. Anyway, the music. Pianist Yuja Wang joins Termiakhanov and the players now for Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto.